to love the as father is. Zubair is the cousin of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His mother is Hazrat Safiya radiallahu anha. Right? And Safiya radiallahu anha is the foy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's a direct cousin. And the beast of him had come to Madina Munawwara. He had established Nuwakhat. And Ansari becomes a partner with the Muhajir in all that he's got. So all of them happily agreed. Talk of it so easily. Imagine a person about 50 shops, 25 you parted away. Small thing. Like in this day is unimaginable. That was the Ansar Sahaba Kiram. You take 25, I take 25. So this Muakhad also with Saad ibn Rabi and Ibn Rahman ibn Awf. So Saad ibn Rabi stays for Rahman and got two wives. If you go and see the wife of your choice, I divorce one, and after she is dead, she can be with you. Now, this type of decision can only be that muhabbat is gone right deep into the recess. And then the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam extends everything. This is something like, you know, fear of what to comprehend. Apart from that, 50 shops, 25 I give you. Even about two wives, you take one of your choice. So that muhabbat وَالَّذِينَ أَمُرُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Quran describes the muhabbat. It's intense. It is not just a mild, casual muhabbat. It's intense. That is why iman becomes perfect when the love of Allah Ta'ala is Rasul Rasul excels the attachment to anything and everything else. Your own children, your own parents, the love of Allah Ta'ala is the reason Rasul prevails over everything else. So as they came to Madina Munawwara, Zubair also has some farm. There was some disagreement between Zubair and Zubair's neighbor. The name of the person is not mentioned, so rather than leave the name, let's look at the story. So if there is a stream running, right? So irrigation will be done through the stream. The river stream running and hot people's homes, right? So in order to get the right quantity of water, you should divert the flow right into your land. So for that amount of time, your neighbor will not get the rain, don't get the water. So now the neighbor is complaining and came from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised Zubair, the See, so what you do? You just take the minimum amount. See that the roots are wet, moist, and then let the water flow. So this person, he retorted, in Kana ibn Ammati, just because he's your cousin. Whereas that's right. The right was that you must take not just to moisten the trees, but take your requirement. The requirement is about maybe a hand span or something like that. This is the amount that you can take. And after you've taken a hand span, then allow the water to move. So now, what he was entitled to, the hand span. And now he's content with just sprinkling of water. So that person, he took offense. The reason he's trying something, it's like an amicable agreement, right? It's to his advantage. But now, he can't understand this. So then Nabi Sam told him, see, Zubair, now you take your full right and then allow the water to be released. First is an amicable solution out of court, right? And now, when he can't appreciate that, now you told, right now, you take your full right and then allow the water to move. So the verse of the Quran was revealed on that occasion. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ. Sometimes it's the word La, like La أُقْسِمُ بِيُومِ الْقِيَامَةِ, La is just an additional word. And so sometimes they say La comes for negating everything else. See, like we're discussing, right? So then I come in and I say, hey, leave all that out. Let's talk from here. So La is to negate all that you were discussing, and now you're making a fresh arrangement. So La, Rabbi. Oath in the name of your Rabb. La yu'minuna hatta yuhakkimu. That your iman is only perfect, that in all your disputes, in all your matters, you don't only refer to this person, but they appoint Nabi Sallam to judge over any situation. Whatever it is, appoint Nabi Sallam judge. And after Nabi Sallam has taken a judgment, حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنْهُمْ, in all their disputes, right, whatever he says, that must go. لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتْ. And within their minds, they don't find any type of a restraint in the wisdom's judgment. Whatever he judges, going by that, and you don't find any type of a restraint within you, accepting you. So, iman has been subject to you accepting the decision of wisdom's lesson, whatever. He must decide. And not only that. So, مَلَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتْ. One is you appoint him to be judging. Number two is you don't find any restraint. And number three is وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And number three is you give your full submission. Full obedience. clear. So that iman can come right, any matter now, then you appoint Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to judge, to preside over the matter. So one is, when he's alive, so in his lifetime we'll ask him to decide. When he's left, then it will be his teaching that will decide. That is why the Bukhari Sharif has got a chapter, Al-Hakimu Iza Yakti Khilaf Al-Haqi Wa Ahl Al-Ilm Wa Huwa Raddu. So it's an Islamic country, the ruler or the judge has taken a decision, but the decision is against the general take of the ulama kiram, or it's against the truth. It's not true, it's not right. So the judgment will be rejected. So even if the qazi has taken a judgment, but the judgment is against the sunnah, or against what the ulama of the time say, across the board what they say, so then that judgment is rejected. So in all matters, this is how a Muslim is supposed to be, that you appoint Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to judge in every matter, in every dispute, anything. Right? In your own home, out of your home. But you have to have that heart. Hinda, Radiyallahu Anha, is the wife of Abu Sufyan. Right? So she complains about husband, as Abu Sufyan, إِنَّهُ رَجُلٌ مِسْتِيكٌ. He is very tight-fisted. What do you mean tight-fisted? See? Huh? Yeah. He holds back. Masang Amsaga. It's like a more glamified word for a miser. Mystic, right? So now, she's complaining about the husband, right? But the husband is holding it, he holds too tight. Doesn't give enough. So, would I be wrong if I take something without his permission to run the house? Now both of them are in Makkah Mukarrama, Abu Sufyan and his wife, right? Here. And the wife is complaining to the head, to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about the husband. And the husband is not upset. Imagine. And if it was in this day, you use such derogatory words to me, you know, this amounts to character assassination. That's what they will say, isn't it? Yeah, it's in Medina or in Makkah, and the wife is complaining about the husband, and the husband doesn't say anything, not a word. You know, it's a domestic issue. Why have to throw it on the outside? So there's not a word of complaint. Sahaba kiram yusallimu taslima. They want to accept whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, for us or against us, but no. Let's go, he says. Can you imagine the scene? Huh? To the head of the state, and his auntie's coming in, and she was a bold woman. She was quite a brave woman. So at the time of Bayat, so the words that are repeated, you know, whoever is taking Bayat, he prompts you to repeat certain words. So one word was, Wala yaznina, they won't fornicate, right? So she's asking you, have you ever found a noble woman, a free noble woman, fornicating? Have you ever found that? and then came to the part where I tulna uladahu the man. See how she shows. Yeah, we brought them up. We used to do them at Badr. Really frank woman. So now she's complaining that my husband, he doesn't give enough. And the husband is not at all upset at this. That's marvelous. Every sahabi is that. He didn't have the heart to say, you humiliated me. You have disgraced me. Right in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now this will be recorded as a hadith. It will go down the annals of history. Yeah, I am a miser. What the world will tell me, what the world will speak about me. So he doesn't feel embarrassed about it. Imagine now, if your wife has to complain to the Mufti Sahib, whoever else, right? How you will take it? As a attack on your personality. Or what was really worse, was attack on my personality. Character assassination. Abu Sufyan is comfortable. That can only happen if the muhabbat of to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is at a different level altogether. So that muhabbat, it prevails over everything, then all these things mean nothing. So that is where you have to invest that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in the muhabbat of Rasulullah Paksan, that must just go past everything, must preside over everything. But anyway, now, when she complained, then what was the ruling? Khudhi ma yakfiki wa waladiki bil ma'ruf. According to your standards, according to your standards, you may take without his permission. According to your standards for yourself and for your children, but according to your standards. So, it was a question that came out on 2 weeks ago. They say, alright, you mustn't waste. Live a life of simplicity. So now, what does it mean that we live a life of simplicity? We throw away all our luxuries. So, Allah put in our mind, explain, it means according to your standards. Yes. Because there may be one person living in an informal setting, right? And he's got a standard. Living in an informal settlement, living in a hut, and he's got a standard, right? And you living in a gated estate, and you got a lifestyle, right? So the hadith mean that you'll only be right if you live according to the person living in the informal. Right? Well, this person, to cross over there, will it be easy? So according to your standards. A life of simplicity, but according to your standards. So Islam is for all. It's not only for the poor, but only for the average class, for the wealthy as well. That's what our ulama say, that don't overdo it in luxuries. Don't overdo it. Yeah, now and then, it's not a problem. But now, overdoing it, from samosa to rocket to UFO, and then to, you didn't hear that one, Spen, AK-47. You heard that one? What was artism? You heard, but it's also sharp. I got frightened. I said, what was that AK-47? What will they come for? So it's not that you don't have any luxury, but that mustn't become the theme of your life. Go on progressing, treating like this, tomorrow something else. Live a simple life. And in my understanding, you will be a healthier person. Sometimes you got mug, chanani dar, sometimes masoor, sometimes bhaji, sometimes that stamp, what do you call it, stamp. All healthy dishes, yeah. Sometimes pedra binis. Now, every meal must be mutton, chicken, steak, kebab. If you cook curry kishti for the second day, say, I'm tired of it now. It's alright, tired. So if you cook steak for the second day or chicken, it's alright. So only thing I get tired with. But in my understanding, this is much healthier. Curry kishti, bhaji, all these things here. It's much more healthier. For several reasons. One is that all the things that you're eating, the meat, is all genetically modified. They put hormones on and they're fattening it up and you're eating it. So there's no strength in it. Opposite my Ismail Sheikh is telling me, he was telling me, yeah. But he had one. Battery chicken, you know. It's like, what? Five times the big size of a small or average sized Zulu chicken. They say, hey, the way that thing pecked that big one, you quickly move it away, it should kill it. But that thing is so fat and plump, but useless, no strength. So what you're eating is just to appease the eye. So there's no energy in it. I will tell the youngsters today, eat healthy. It doesn't have to be tasty. See, it's healthy. But don't see, because now you eat that, and after that you come up with complications. See, what Allah Pak made is a complete thing. Complete. If there is this aspect, there is that aspect, so it's a complete meal. And what you're doing is man-made. Pumping the thing, overfeeding the thing, and became fat. So there's no energy in that. It just looks nice and exciting. But is it right? So the Nabi ruled, Huzi Malak Fiki or Wala Diki Bil Ma'ruf. According to a standard, you take solid. You see now, so that's also simplicity. You're not obsessed with new and varieties and better all the time. Whatever it is, whatever is manageable according to our standards, live nicely. You'll be a happier person, you'll be a not only happier person, you'll be a more intelligent person. Because when it's going to be simple food, then you won't overeat, right? But it's all fancy foods then, 9 out of 10 you're going to overeat. When you're going to be overeating, can you concentrate and work? So this type of feeding, etc., we have to correct. So our elders say, no, don't exaggerate. Do according to your standard, simplicity. Because when you're going to overdo it, right, you're going to overdo these things here, then the day you don't have these things, then you want to beg and borrow or steal. Make false promises. Now, I'm living in a certain standard, and I can't maintain the standard. What you do? Steal, beg, borrow, make false promises. But I used to it. Well, the day I got it, I got it. The day I haven't got it. Imam Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullahi, I was looking at his lash. So he gets an allowance from some business or something. So for the days, there was a delay for his allowance reaching him. He won't beg, he won't borrow, he'll eat grass or the seeds. And that's how he'll just keep himself satiated. Allah made him such that he didn't want to have any strain on the mind. You know? So now, I'm eating this, I'm living, but this, my mentally I'm not strained. Otherwise, mentally there's a strain, although it's permissible, but there's a strain that now I've taken this on myself and I have to settle this debt. Isn't there a strain? So he didn't want a strain in that regard. That I don't want to be answerable to Allah Ta'ala, say something happens. You know? So this simplicity, that's what they say, slowly decrease it to a life of moderation and simplicity. The person who's living a life of simplicity, then he can do khidmat of deen. Send him anywhere he can live. Right? Because he must do deeni khidmat, not only people of his kind, no? Of all kinds. Working with Indians, blacks, whites, colors, everybody. Now, some people's lives are simple. Now, if you are in a high style, then can you go in 4 months jamaat with a simple people? Not. So your dini benefit will be restricted. But if it is that simple, whatever came, eat, right? Right. So you can work and be of service to deen with all classes of people. Allah Barakafis.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو حي لا يموت بيد الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعذائب مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم نسألك أن لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيت وأديته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين منزول بك كل حاجة اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا إله العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو موس بلابن الله أو موس كاين الله أو موس بسيف الله We beg your forgiveness from you, Ya Allah. We beg you to forgive us, Ya Allah. We are sinful servants, Ya Allah. You have given us an opportunity to come into your house, Ya Allah. It is your love for us, Ya Allah. Through this love that you have given, Ya Allah, that you have for us, Ya Allah, you brought us and given us the opportunity to come into your house, Ya Allah. You forgive us all, O my Allah. O my Allah, you guide us all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our asatiza, our mashayikh. Ya Allah, you forgive our families and our children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive all our near and dear ones, O my Allah. O my Allah, all those who have done ihsan upon us, Ya Allah, you forgive them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those whom we have given taklif to, Ya Allah, you forgive us and forgive them also, Ya Allah. O my Allah, you forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these Mubarak days, Ya Allah. These are days of forgiveness, Ya Allah. You forgive us all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, conceal our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our sins be erased from our books, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, you don't, Ya Allah. front of our parents, in front of our asatiza, Ya Allah. In front of Ya Allah, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, don't actually embarrass us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you grant, Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the day of Qiyamah. Oh, my Allah. Oh, my most beloved Allah. Oh, most kind Allah. Oh, most Rahim, Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us all, Ya Allah. Forgive the ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ulama, Ya Allah. Guide the ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide the ulama, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Dal Jalal al Ikram, guide us all, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us do those actions that you become happy with, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us in every step of ours, Ya Allah. Save us from the, Ya Allah, our own nafs, Ya Allah. Save us from the nafsaniyat of our nafs, Ya Allah. Save us from all the nafsaniyat of our nafs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the makar of our nafs, Ya Allah. Save us from that, Ya Allah. Save us from all the makar of shaitan, Ya Allah. Save us from the hasad and the hasidin, Ya Allah. Save us from the shar of the shareen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all evil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the best of this world, Ya Allah. Qamar in Akhirah, O Allah. Oh my Allah, all those who are in the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the madaris, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the makatib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are giving bayans, Ya Allah. Those who are making, Ya Allah, those the khankas, Ya Allah, the jamaat work, the jihad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the works in the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. You grant the Muslim Ummah, Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, the Izzat, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. You look after all the Marakiz of Deen, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, look after all the Marakiz of Deen, Ya Allah, keep them protected, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, guide the people who are looking after them, Ya Allah, guide the custodians of all, Ya Allah, all the Marakiz of Deen, Ya Allah, guide them all, Ya Allah. Look after them and forgive them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant the Muslims a good leader now, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Throughout the world, the Muslims are being, Ya Allah, hurt, and Ya Allah, they are being disgraced, Ya Allah. In China, they are being, Ya Allah, China, Burma, Ya Allah, in Gaza, in Syria, Ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are throughout the world, Ya Allah, you look after them, Ya Allah, you guide us all, Ya Allah. It's through my sins, Ya Allah, that the entire Ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Forgive us all, forgive me, Ya Allah. Forgive us all, O my Allah. Forgive us all, O my Allah. O my Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. The Ummah is us, Ya Allah. We beg you for our forgiveness and the forgiveness of the Ummah, Ya Allah. Guide the Ummah and put us on the path of, Ya Allah, Salat al-Mustaqim, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We have come here, Ya Allah, to take from your, Ya Allah, treasures, Ya Allah. Abaz al-Mufti Safis, Ya Allah. He's got desires for us, Ya Allah. You fulfill all his desires for us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. You make us the coolness of the eyes of our Hazrat Mufti Saab, Ya Allah. You make us the coolness of the eyes of our parents, Ya Allah. If our parents are still living, Ya Allah, for those, Ya Allah, whose parents are living, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you look after them and guide them and make us the coolness of the eyes of our parents, Ya Allah. And those whose parents have passed away, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. You make the maghfirat, Ya Allah. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayana saghira, Ya Allah. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayana saghira, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Dal Jalal al Ikram. Grant us good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Grant, Ya Allah, grant us softness, Ya Allah, in our akhlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. The hardness of our hearts, taking out, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts, Ya Allah, with your love, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the love of Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts, Ya Allah, let our tongues be moist with your zikr in the kalam of Allah, of your kalam, O my Allah. O my Arhamar Rahimeen. Grant us good words, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Save us from speaking evil, Ya Allah. Protect us, and Ya Allah, forgive us from the ghibah that we make, Ya Allah, the lies and the khiyanat and all the, Ya Allah, the evil that comes out of the mouth, Ya Allah. Save us and protect us, Ya Allah. Save us from the evil of the eyes, Ya Allah, the evil of the ears, hands and the limbs, Ya Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, don't put us through any test, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, through your fazal and karam, Ya Allah, you love us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you put us through test, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, what will become, you, through your love, Ya Allah, you accept us, Ya Allah, without testing us, Ya Allah, we're too weak, Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept us for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah, accept us for the khidmat of khalq, Ya Allah, let us do some good action before we die, Ya Allah, there's nothing to our credit, O my Allah, let us do that action, Ya Allah, it will also be your tawfiq, Ya Allah, for us, Ya Allah, you let us do that action, Ya Allah, that you will use that as an excuse to forgive us in the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've got nothing, Ya Allah, at our disposal, Ya Allah. What to offer you, Ya Allah? There is nothing that we can offer, Ya Allah. Even the good, the so-called good actions that we have done, Ya Allah, is devoid of ikhlas, Ya Allah. There's something that, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman Rahimin, you accept, Ya Allah. Make all our difficulties easy, Ya Allah. The Ummah has been through a difficult time, Ya Allah. Make it easy for everyone, Ya Allah. Ya Rahman Rahimin. Let our last moments be the best moments of our life, Ya my Allah. Ya Allah, let them be the best moments of our life, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Let us pass away in a Mubarak place, Ya Allah, at a Mubarak time, do some Mubarak action, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, some Mubarak place, Ya Allah. Grant us best mouth, Ya Allah. Because look forward for that time, Ya Allah. When the time of maut comes, Ya Allah, let the angels come with the kafan of, Ya Allah, Jannat, Ya Allah, with the fragrance of Jannat, Ya Allah. And we must see them in, Ya Allah, our heart will be totally turned away from this world, Ya Allah. We must be wanting to come in, Ya Allah, meet you, Ya Allah. Our soul must be wanting to fly out, Ya Allah, like, Ya Rahman Rahimin, out of our body, Ya Allah. It must be wanting to, Ya Allah, come towards you in a way that is so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, must be like indescribable how our soul wants to come and meet you, Ya Allah, that love at that moment, Ya Allah, make it something else, Ya Allah, that we want to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there must be, Ya Allah, we must love you, you will love us, Ya Allah, radiyatan mardiya, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, the qabr make it asan, make the questioning in the qabr asan, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, you make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Qiyamat make easy for us, Ya Allah. Qiyamat make easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, save us and protect us, Ya Allah, in the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Grant us a small, Ya Allah, grant us a space under your shade, Ya Allah, the arsh, the shade of your arsh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a special space, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, you're not worthy of it, Ya Allah. Just through your fazal, Ya Allah, and your karam, Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Enter us into Jannah without Hisab Kitab, Ya Allah. Make Sirat Asan for us and enter us into Jannah al-Firdaus with Nabiya Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're not fit to be there, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, just through your fazal, Ya Allah. Grant us space in Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, you become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, make our hearts happy with you, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, you forgive us for all the evils that we've done, Ya Allah. What has passed, Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Going forward, Ya Allah, you guide us and you will try, Ya Allah. You forgive us, and Ya Allah, you guide us going forward and we will try our best, O Allah. Grant, Ya Allah, accept our, Ya Allah, accept whatever is happening with Ramadan, Ya Allah, our fasting, our Taraweeh, Ya Allah, accept our Salah, our Tilawat, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman Rahimin, let this Ramadan be such, Ya Allah, that our life changes, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman Rahimin, grant us barakat in our lives, Ya Allah, grant our families barakat, Ya Allah. Grant barakat in our wealth, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, those who are in marriageable age and they're looking for spouses, Ya Allah. Grant them, Ya Allah, good, compatible spouses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who want children, Ya Allah. Grant them those children who will be in the coolness of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant good children, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, guide our children, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, those who have been through any difficulty, Ya Allah, you take them out of the difficulties, Ya Allah. You forgive our sins and take us out of difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be, Ya Allah, reminded that there is an Allah to meet. As soon as we, Ya Allah, that life is over, Ya Allah, let us prepare for that day, Ya Allah, that we have to meet you, Ya Allah. Let us prepare, Ya Allah. Let our life be a preparation for that, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, you forgive us, you accept from us, Ya Allah. All those du'as that Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for his ummah, Ya Allah. For the Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله.